Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny-Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is June 17, 2021 and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, the only land that God Almighty gave to the world, and Israel is its custodian. Israel and Jerusalem is its capital. By the testimony of the Bible, book of all books, and the Old Testament that gave us, the Jewish people, the courage and faith to do God's work. And we are sending all our blessing to Geneva, the city of peace, that hosts a great meeting between President of the USA, Mr. Biden, and President of the Russian Republic, Mr. Putin. It has been an incredible week of open change and new page of in history of mankind. We all see the change in Israel. We have a new unity government of Mr. Yair Lapid that united with different fraction of the government to form a new historic government with a prime minister, Naftali Bennett, the new head of state, and we all wish them the best success of all. Today, I will send you all the hope, and I feel seeing all the leaders of the world coming together to work a plan and seize the moment and make a difference is a start. And I salute them and pray for their success. No one believed that this new day would come. And I must say, I trust in God Almighty to bring among people the understanding that the world needs as a start. And the most important thing is to see the upcoming danger. And I tell it to all, we are in clear and present danger. And the world has to get its act together and move ahead and create a path of protection and everlasting strength to see the time in history as the verge of the peak of the embalmment of the Chinese octopus method, the enemy alliance that want to destroy our way of living. No time to rest or glorify anything, only a bond common understanding that we are here on the verge of a new era that is most dangerous to all, and we must have to do everything in our power to make this protective one, and peace will last as long as we're strong and resolute. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny-Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. We changed the time today, just special, because there were so many events. And, of course, every delay is for a blessing, as God, direct you in this direction. So I had the opportunity to watch and see what's happening in the summit that was in Geneva. And I'm thankful for that, because I can look at this back and see and think together with you about what can happen and how we see it from the outside. So before I start, I want to welcome all our friends from around the globe, from United States of America, from Canada, Israel, United Kingdom, Sweden, Nigeria, India, Jamaica, New Zealand. Hello, my friends. It's so good to have you here. And I hope that you're proud of your people, because United States, Canada, United Kingdom were a part of the G7. And, you know, Her Majesty the Queen hosted an incredible, state affair for everybody. This was a moment that I was hopeful. I was so happy to see you all coming along. And your body language told me the world about how you like to cooperate, how you like to work together. And that's what gave me hope. I saw an incredible demeanor of everybody. President Biden is old, you know, school. He knows how it works, and he did his best. And he delivers, you know, above is my expectation. Because having worked so much and so long for, you know, for the world, he usually is tired, okay? And it's understood because of his age. However, he knew what to do. And I'm telling you, his energy was good. So I'm saluting him because he did his best. And especially with Vladimir Putin. That was also a very sincere stage. And I'm telling you, who disturbed the most? The only disturbance that they had is the media. The whole chaos that created. They didn't even feel the moment. They didn't relax and understood how important that meeting was. They diverted attention from the politician to themselves. They don't know to be, you know, on the backstage and not make a fuss. No, they had to be loud. They had to be all over. And you know what? We always say Israelis are noisy. Oh, God, it was noisy yesterday there. And I'm sure there wasn't any Israeli in the room there. But it was embarrassing. The media should take a place and a moment to see if it's going to happen again. They should really stay put. And understand that politics is not a joke. You handle people life, you handle war, you handle security, you handle peace. You don't let them distract you like they did in Israel. This Israeli, rotation of election was premature and not advisable by all means, but it happened because the media put their nose in and meddle with and try to create the fight between politicians by telling them, actually sending him on stage, on TV, not to come with a government, with anybody else. What a kind of document is it to sign in front of the audience, a promise that you cannot keep because the politics has changed? And that's what they did to Naftali Bennett. That's what they did to people. And the media feel like, the incredible entitlement to meddle in politics like they know what they're doing, and they do not. They want only you to read, to listen. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm telling you the story because I'm, you know, old guard in politics, and my only method is to do it through this media. But sure enough, I try to interfere or intervene in case there is something atrocious happening or anything that I can see coming, and help anybody who asks my opinion or my assistance. I'm here for them. But definitely, I don't belong to those people who don't honor the stage setting, and the stage like Mr. Putin and Mr. Joe Biden was so important, especially we are everybody concerned. Chinese is the biggest threat of mankind at this point of age. Now, we're not talking that the Chinese people themselves are enemies, because the Chinese people have a great tradition and they are great people. They are hardworking men and women, and they do their best. The only thing is, what's the perspective of their, regime? What they want to go? Sending an international station to space today, when a few hours ago it docked in their module, and they are predicting that it's overlast the international station that we have right now, that might be if all goods go well until 2030, we must understand that this advancement that they are seeking is much rapid and much evolving than we are actually taking care of. We don't pay attention enough to how fast they are working. And when I call it the octopus method, it's the way that they launched away. And Europe, not for nothing, they're afraid of what's going on with the Chinese, because the Chinese going port to port and buying anything possible to settle in Europe. And they have idea, they have the funding, they have a humongous country that they can dispense all their funding toward one goal, to take over the world. And that's their intention, and they say it a long time ago, a peaceful takeover. But right now it's become an aggressive takeover, and the world needs not to stay back or just look at what they're doing. We don't care what we're doing. We need to advance faster in a method that we can do it, and much smarter. Because there is a difference between the Chinese people and or the Chinese government and us. And that's something that I learned from my great brother, Shai, that they always say, you know, we come and we think how things evolve. We go to the next stage. If we do the repercussion, what's around. When they do stuff, they can copycat you. They copycat what, they have a shadow right there. And it's the same that the Russian, Russian technology gave them. And the same of that they had from other alliances that we all share. But just remember, the involvement is ours, and it's our way. So if we can foresee a few steps ahead, we must realize that that's where our advantage is. And the strategic advantage right now, it's not to be predictable. Yes, predictability means that we can count on you. We want alliances. And when Biden, Putin, I'm sorry I'm using the name without their title, but they will forgive me for that. When Biden and Putin are sitting down, it's because the threat of China is ever bigger, and they need to pay attention. And yes, thank God they're going to change the ambassador, will be back in the post, and we can keep on business as usual. And just remember, meddling in somebody's election, it's everybody's business in the world. Everybody is doing that, and that's what we need to stop. Stop looking at Russia as a person or as a country that want to destroy us. Actually, they're trying to evolve, being a help and being a right alliance and trustworthy. And they have my respect, because I counted on them from 2013 when they dismantled the chemical weapon in Syria. And I can tell you, I honor them for doing so. So America did not have to go to war in Syria. That's actually safeguards a lot of soldier life. And we don't want to engage in war that we don't want to have. You know, putting people on the ground in a different country, not just it's expensive, it's worthless when at the end, you know, it's going to be the same. Assad is still in power and he's still there. And of course, we dismantle Al-Qaeda. But what happened? Al-Qaeda moved elsewhere. And now the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, is expanding in Gaza. And Hamas is being a terrorist organization that is relieving himself from all boundaries of the past, and they don't get support, so they start a war, and they start it again. And we are all ready. And just remember, it's not about, you know, fighting a war that, you know, within the international law, which is the weirdest thing to say when I said, you know, the right to defend ourselves. It's not within the international law. It's in our international right. This is our duty to protect our citizen, like America needs to protect its citizen from ever-evolving immigrants that come, that can include a lot of terrorists, a lot of people that do harm to America, and America is our, you know, mothership. We need to preserve her. We need to take care of her, and we need to safeguard her. And to be alliance in the right time with Russia right now, like she come in the Second World War, to help us, you know, defeat evil. That was a time. For some reason, things switch again and again. That's perspective. That's the press work. They like to change. They have a different kind of agenda to create chaos, so they have what to write. I wish that they cease. Anyway, let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simento from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simento, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. So I'm very firm and very strong about sending the message today that the world is in danger, and not just because the Chinese are launching a different path and they are, you know, doubling down on their effort. It's because also the enemy of peace around in the Middle East are gathering together again. And every time Jordan decide to pull back from any kind of agreement, it's just a sign of weakness, for, as far as I'm concerned, from their part. Because remember, Jordan is, as a lot of domestic, you know, regional security challenge, because they have a situation where the people are there. They might riot and they might be concerned. I'm not going to take much about talking about the Jordanian, but you can see there is a strategic assessment that at the Journal of National Security, a special publication from April 2021, that will tell you about their domestic challenges, and they have a few. But not just this. There is, you know, the tunnel of the seas that we were supposed to cooperate and do something about it between Israel and Jordan just got wrapped up today, and it's over. The story is over. We're not going to do it. They are not going to do it. And I cannot blame Jordan for that, because the Israeli did not do nothing. And they did not, because I was behind the scene trying to push for some kind of cooperation, not with Jordan, but with Israeli. And every time the minister that was sitting on that portfolio did nothing. It was like, I don't understand. You know, policy sometimes needs to be evolved from one government to another. And right now we have the government of Lapid that is headed by the Prime Minister Bennett. And I'm telling you, this is maybe is odd to everybody that Naftali Bennett is the head of the Prime Minister. But the head of the government is Lapid. And that's a good function, because Lapid can seize the government, you know, the policy and what's happening. And Mr. Bennett can operate. He's the operator for the prime minister. And this is actually a very techno government that can see the things happening. Now, we have, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu that is still in the same residence of the prime minister. You see, in Israel, for some reason, they're giving him leverage of you can stay until you feel comfortable to leave, where in America, the same day, they pack your bag and you're gone. No, but he's still there. Do you understand? The former prime minister is still sitting in the prime minister home, and he just doesn't move. He's taking his good time to move. And the city of Ra'anana, where the prime minister Bennett is living, is under siege right now because of all the security apparatus. So it's going to be no time before the reckoning in Ra'anana will happen, because they're not going to live with this forever. And I know the type and the kind of people they are. They will be very obnoxious if if their peace and quiet will not come back to stay. So I hope that we have the Prime Minister Bennett, you know, enough resolute to move and do the right thing. You cannot disturb the peace of your neighbors, your residents. It's not fair. You cannot abuse them, and they respect you, they love you, whatever. But you know, move on and do your post. Now, the idea of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that is gonna sabotage everything that the new government is gonna do, and is gonna dismantle. Well, sure, everything will. We can see it happening or not. But the idea that there are so many people in the Likud party that already announced that they are running for the prime from the chairman of the Likud party, just tell him that his time is up, because they can be patient, and they are strong people. They are not people that you think to undermine at all, like Avi Dichter, the ex-former national, interior security head. He was head of Shabak, and he's a bald man, and he announced that he's going for the chairmanship, and, God's help Netanyahu, because this guy has all the smartness, the look, the tools, and he can do well. Of course, he's more oriented toward understanding the Middle East than understanding the American way, because I heard him speak on the international arena, and I know that he speaks differently to the American community, something that we can fix in case it comes to bear. But right now we have a new government. And as you know me, I will help Israel no matter what, whoever is there in power. It's not a problem right now, but we have a big risk that Hamas is launching another round. And Bennett is trying to be, resolute this first, and then we are assessing the situation. I hope that the meeting between the chairman of the forces from here and the chairman of the armed committee the arms in America will be fruitful, because it got delayed. But as I say, every delay is for the best. God's plan is humongous. You don't understand that people save life, get, because they missed the train, or they missed the plane, they missed their exit or whatever. Something else is happening. When life destiny takes you to that road, sometimes it's an adventure, because you understand. It's like me not showing up for yesterday's show, and I know I wanted to see the end, the press conference that they come after, to understand what I can see. And I saw I was pleased with both of the gentlemen. I'm serious. I was very pleased. And to listen today to the Chinese, docking and, in the module in space, understanding that there is a time that America is going to be behind for a minute if we don't put our attentions back to NASA to predict and prevent any kind of advancement, because that advancement in space is multiplying forces by all means. So you need to assess again your interests and understand that there is a purpose to everything, and you need to work together. And when the enemy moves, you don't stay put. you move your troops together and see what you can do to prevent. Because if we're going to the next war that is actually a technological war and it's in the space area, and you know, giving putting the 16 sensitive places not to attack by hackers, I would trust Mr. Putin that he take it to heart. But just remember, the enemy of America is not Russia. It's China right now. It's Iran, and they'll use everything means power to dismantle anything that they can just to override America. And America presence everywhere is not felt. In the Middle East right now, we don't understand the position she's taking, and pulling from Afghanistan is something that probably got stopped on hold, but it's interest of Russia to see it through, so maybe we can diverge alliances. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes give you alliances with different people that you most unlikely want, and then they become your guarding and, you know, your best friend or whatever. And I know that in the Democratic Party in America, there is a lot of anti-Russian sentiment. This is a way that they've been forever. I think that they are stuck someplace in the Cold War. For some reason, they don't want to lift their hands off like the enemy is Russia. It's like they saw an old movie over and over again, and they never relent. Instead of looking at China and you know, and relieving us from the burden of tax freeze exchange or whatever grateful things that in the Clinton administration they gave, we need to preserve America's safehood in different way, and technology is the best way to do it. And yes, we do have it, but it has to be evolved. As long as they go the quantum leap that will make them, they'll make the computer much stronger, where they can see everything that we can do. And it's impossible for us to invest without knowledge and technology. That's why I address it, that you need to put the post in Israel right now, because people from all over the world come and take our youngster, and they take them to different companies and countries, and they use their resources and your well-being and understanding. Because a gift of knowledge, a gift of the people of the Book of Israel, is a gift that we read it. We have it in our gene. Like we are Jews, we are also, we get the smartness. So come and invest in Israel technology. It's very important. Let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
Hey, And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, people are in the press having a ball yesterday after the meeting with Putin and President Biden, and they try to suggest that, you know, all these things that have been said. And you know what? In politics, don't show me or don't tell me what you tell or what you say. Show me what you do. And what they did yesterday was amazing thing. And no press whatsoever can dismantle this. And the fact that the press corps becomes so lazy and so vindictive and so partisan. It's like, since when the newspaper has a position? Since when they supposed to hold an agenda? What kind of reporting are we? Can you call everybody, all your dogs? This is a watchdog that watch not democracy, they watch a party. Every time you change a channel and they'll go one side, you know, oh, Trump, you know, you can hear it on Fox News. They're still there. It's like, oh, my God, tell me about 2022. What are you going to do to get the Congress, you know, to fill the seats with good people? What are you going to do to run a great candidate? What to be your agenda? Okay, the agenda is immigration, finish the wall. I heard Trump today, which was good because sure enough, we need to fill that war because the wall, because the merchandise, the tools are in the place and they need to use them. Don't let them waste. You know, this is the contractor put them there. You paid for it already. That's merchandise that you own. You better use it. And if you can stop immigrants because you can might evolve terrorists inside, you better do that. And that's a good thing that Trump is emphasized. But I don't like them to talking about what happened. If you always look at the spill milk, as they say in the Jewish life, you never can create a new future. It's over. When I said, you know, to Congressman Bacon the day that the January 6th, when he was on my show, I said, it's over. You know, it's over. When you take, so they cheat you. If they cheat you, if they put ballot boxes after time, and this is between them and God, because if they jeopardize God's, you know, fear in country, it's between them and God. And God will see the day to help us find the truth and convict whoever was doing wrong. But if the system does not agree with you, and you cannot waste your time. It's negative doing. And if you, that's why, you know, lawyers is another fraction that needs to get a life. And, you know, all those frivolous lawsuit that they have just to pay their dues. Guys, there are a few people in the world, the things that they God give to the world. Except me, of course. You know, I know that I'm God gave to the world, gift to the world, but I'm actually feeling a little very conscious to the fact that I wasn't stronger enough to take a position. And yes, sometimes you get discouraged, and sometimes talking to the microphone and you guys being my media, and I'm so thankful for this great radio that give me the opportunity to do so. But I feel like I blocked from being, you know, for evolving to what I'm so destined to be. And I know it's my destiny because I walk with God the light since I was born. Yeah, from the moment I was walking always to the shul since I was little, alone, and I knew that, you know, don't fear, no matter how many dogs there were, I was with my charity box going to the shul every Friday afternoon just because my mother and my father sent me, and I knew that it's for charity to help other children. And I did that. So since I'm young, I'm on that mode of destiny. And I know from the beginning that I'm supposed to be something. And yes, people will obstruct you. as they obstruct me from being anything here. I've been meddling around for 7 years in the country, and there was no, you know, you can come and visit every time, but you cannot have any opening. That door never opened. And because I'm an American, it's always, you know, you feel like in America, Israelis, you don't know if Israeli or American. Just try to be an American in Israel. Yeah, you're always an American. It doesn't matter, because the bonds of the clique, of the, you know, military, of the bonds, they don't let anybody in. And that's a shame, because sometimes people need to go to a different continent to learn different languages, to understand different culture, to see the whole picture. And that's why I lived in 3 continents, and I speak 5 languages, and I start to learn more. I try even Chinese, which is difficult, but it's impossible for me. I try to learn Russian a little, which is a little hard when you have in Israel a Russian TV that broadcasts great movies, great shows. They don't ever have translation. And I'm telling you guys, how would you like to have a national TV, a language that don't translate to you nothing? It's like they live in their own different world when they're Russian, and they are very smart. You know, the French have their own channel, but they have also an American one, and they have the Arabic. But it's all, you know, you can understand it. But the Russian, it drives me crazy, because I really, really want to understand what they're saying, especially to understand the culture. You have to understand that people don't get it. When you don't understand why they care about stuff, what if the color white means something to them, or the color, like, you know, there are countries, the colors is, you know, you numbers. In Japan, I know the numbers that they say, it's they freaked out if you say something. Why don't you translate? What's wrong with Russian translating their own channel? This is like the audacity to talk over our head, especially my head, when I need to understand everything in a different, it doesn't matter what language it is, I want to understand. So I know the Chinese have a very good very good stations. They speak in English. Come on, they sell to the world what they want to sell, but they are completely quality oriented. Something that, we didn't see it in the West for a long time. You know, Hollywood killed itself with all this doomsday movies. For some reason, they love aggressive stuff. I don't know who's the producer. I don't know who's the investor. But you guys are off. Grade completely with us. The movies, you know, Walt Disney, that we expect them to come every year, will launch a new movie. Now they launch you know, even the Lion King, the change. Why to change the voices that, you know, of the most important people that make a difference in that? Why the song, you know, like in the circle of life of Elton John was changed? You change Elton John song? It's like, what are you thinking? But hey, I know that William Bush is listening. Hello, William. It's so good to have you. It's hard to read while I'm talking, you know, because I'm concentrating. But let's pray together. William, let's pray for the well-being of this world, because we need all the grace of God to help us see this. And yes, grace will surround you when you walk with God, definitely. William, this is the best quote that you quote of mine. Thank you so much for this. Yes, when you walk with God, grace will surround you. And just remember, God is in charge. And because Bibi Netanyahu forgot God, and he forgot him big time. He thought that he was God for a minute. He says to somebody who called him prime minister by mistake after he lost, and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is in charge. And he said, just say, Your Majesty. It's like, okay, deranged is the world, like weird. So He's still in the house. He thinks that he may be dismantling the Bennett, coalition with Lapid to stay in Balfour first and maybe in the house there. It's really pathetic. Well, pathetic is the team. Hi, William. And I'm telling you, we need to understand that my role here is definitely one that I believe in. I know that I'm destined. I know that many great people don't walk in this life without knowing what their purpose is. And when you march in the world and you know that you have to serve this world for the goodness of human being, because you are God sent or you're God messenger, because God wants you to do this job, you need to do it. And just, you know, the people need you, let you be. And sometimes people disturb because of, because they just can tolerate somebody else doing great thing. And it's amazing how people can sabotage great men because they can't stand the other one to do greatness. How pathetic is it? Let's be all great. Let's push. And we need to our alliances right now. We need our friends. We need to be together. We need God's grace. And only with love to everybody we can do it. And Europe, you deliver. Thank you, Europe. You were great again. I'm so proud of you. Angela Merkel, your blessing is a blessing for us. Thank you. So let's go. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you all. I love you. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.